telling you guys, anything is possible. Keep grinding, keep hustling. You can do anything you want. I promise you.
People often ask me, what do you say to coppers? To those people who refuse to accept the truth. Guys, every cop incurs a debt to the black pill. And the black pill always comes back to collect. Sometimes sooner than expected, but it always does and always will. Like that verse I like to quote, the fake might appear on the surface of water, it might stay on the top for a while, but it cannot last forever. Throughout the years in our community, I have seen countless coppers, people who try to deny the reality that's right in front of them, staring them right in the face to protect the illusion they have created in their minds. Illusions and lies you cling on to extract a heavy toll. I have seen this time and time again with many members of our community, more than I can remember. Oh, I am done, I will leave. Bro, like, leave, best of luck. You're gonna need it. You might feel like you are done, but reality pills ain't done with you yet. Like that song, you can check out anytime, but you can never leave.
Did you talk to Elliot?
Yeah.
What did you say?
How it's so important to present yourself as a human being from the heart outwards and not to be weird.
What is funny is they always come back, especially the ones who hit the infamous bingo. And then you have jester maxers and dumpster divers. Oh, I got a GF. I proved you guys wrong. You didn't prove anyone wrong. And when you realize that, by the time you realize that, you will have paid half the price for this illusion of yours. Or you have those who travel to Southeast Asia. Look, man, I have nothing against them for trying to take action. If you want to go to Southeast Asia, that is your choice. But then they try to look down on us. That's the problem I have with this group, as if they managed to prove us wrong. I was the one who told you about JBW in the first place and didn't charge you $600 for it as some sort of game.
At this point, it's no secret that my family loves Tom more than they love me. Nothing proves that more than the family dinner they hosted for Tom's birthday yesterday. I mean, just look at Tom's face when he sees it. We sang him happy birthday and cut the real cake, which was honestly still pretty hard, and him and my dad shared a birthday dab.
I get this snarky comment all the time from fake sales. How can you know about females so much, man? For someone who never had a GF, it is amazing how much you know. These guys have a nerve, man. Look, if you want a dumpster dive, that is your choice. You do you. I am not gonna hold it against you. But then they are like, oh, my girl ain't like that, man. You don't get to color that. Don't ever color that word. I will color whatever I want. Like, these guys are such a disappointment, man. Such spineless letdowns. These people are so ready to sell us out at the first chance they get when they get validation from females and normies.
And anybody who you know, wants to belittle women, anybody who wants to, you know, attack women or use any kind of, you know, negative language against them, that's not something I support. And I would say one good possibility would be to simply ban all kinds of, you know, misogynistic comments and posts. And another possibility that I've been looking into as part of the Bells.me staff, I'm part of the staff in a small way, is to actually possibly allow females, women, to use our boards, to use our forums to communicate with us.
Most of you will not know about this, but there was a guy, Jack Peterson, in the aftermath of Alec Minassian incident. He went on TV stations and media outlets as a self-proclaimed spokesperson for us. Then he was just a guy doing live streams for, 30, 40 people. So when Alec incident happened, there was a lot of media attention on us. He went on the biggest media platforms like CNN and NBC to give interviews, claiming to be a spokesperson for us, when he was just a nobody, really. And of course, the media jumped at this opportunity because he is exactly what the media wants to show as a representation of us. A white female who isn't really ugly. He fits their narrative just fine. Of course, they won't show a 5'3 Indian guy, you know. And with each interview, Jack got more and more attention from normies and females. Then he turned on us when he got enough normie and female validation. He started to cozy up to normies, started bragging about females contacting him. He had banned me from his Discord server when I called him out. I said, bro, all these normies you are trying to be friends with, they won't be there for you. They will move on to the next thing. All those virtue signaling normies and females acting like they are your friend, They are not. They pretend to be supportive of you because you turned on us, but they will be gone. The media will forget about you faster than a female swiping left on a sub-5 male. Trust and believe. All this fame, the media attention you got, is not real. It is not real. He got mad at me and banned me from his server. And of course, what I told him came to pass. A couple months later, everybody forgot about him. He tried to come back, and he got laughed at. A while later, we heard that he tried to rob. But of course, being the spineless, weak sellout he is, he failed at that as well. It didn't even take a full year for what I predicted to come true. Like I said, sometimes it collects sooner than expected. He threw us under the bus for media attention and normie attention. And what did he get in the end? Nothing. A big fat zero. He ended up even more miserable than before. Man, these guys are so ready to jump ship at the very first opportunity. You have those guys who make live streams with females, giving those females endless attention. I was right about them as well. I was right about those guys who were orbiting this female as well. I had told them again, like, you're not gonna get anything from this female. You all talk, but don't walk the talk. Those guys show their true colors, but also set themselves up for disappointment, of course. Like, if you truly digested every aspect of Black Pill, predicting these things is like predicting 8 o'clock at 7:30. It is that easy, that simple.
I went to India, and I went to the beach in India. Funny story, I was on the beach in Mumbai just walking around. There was people showering in the ocean water with jeans on. That's how full of people there was at this beach. There was smog in the sky. The air was kind of dirty. I could smell it. I could feel it. And it was packed and it was hot and it was humid and it was sticky and people were bathing in the ocean. And the crazy thing was when I was out there, I had so many people coming up to me taking a photo with me like I was a piece of propaganda, like I was some cardboard cutout. There was people literally swarming me, grabbing me and just taking a selfie with me. And none of them knew who the fuck I was. None of them knew who I was. None of them said, "Censor, Doug, what's up?" They just put their arms around me and started taking pictures with me. Not a single person knew who I was. None of them knew who I was. They were just taking pictures with me. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever been a part of.
Then you have JBW denying coppers. No matter how much proof we presented them, they blame me, of course. You guys know how it goes. They blame me. Both white cells and ethnic cells. Like I said before, white members of our community take it as I am dismissing their problems. And ethnic cells' pride, their pride clouds their judgment. After all, it is something people identify themselves with. I get it, man. It is an element core to your identity. You don't identify yourself with your receding hairline. Your nationality, on the other hand, is another story, right? It hurts their ego, cuts deep. White cells get offended because they feel like even the topic of JBW undermines their legitimate problems. What is funny is these guys don't realize that they lose credibility. The guys who say, oh yeah, it's about looks, they talk about how much SME they lose because of that 1 millimeter upper eyelid exposure. But somehow ethnicity, which shapes your looks in a lot of ways, literally the first thing people notice about you and often judge your character on, doesn't matter. Somehow it doesn't matter. People always say, you know, dude, ITV, why are you talking about this issue? Because I am the only one who can. At least I am the only one who's willing to pay the price. What you don't know is I actually sacrificed friends and money over this. I could have easily just stopped talking about hypergamy and facial bones, and I would have much more Patreon subs than I do today. And then there's the fact that JBW is a very sensitive and risky topic on YouTube. You have to tread very carefully on this issue. For example, all my JBW videos in the past are demonetized by YouTube, but I still went through with them. I could have easily kept talking about hypergamy and facial traits, but someone needs to pay the price. I am that guy. Truth needs to be told. I can't just talk about one issue and ignore other darker truths just because it's gonna offend some of my supporters. I get all the females saying, ITV dude, if you didn't bring up this JBW cop, you would be my favorite YouTuber. On every other issue I agree with you, but I am a white guy and I still cannot get anything. I get this type of email all the time. Bro, like, you said it yourself, you are white and it is still over. Imagine what your life would be like. On top of every problem you already have, imagine you are also an Indian. That is the reality for all of ethnics in the community. And by the way, to those of you who dropped comments like, how is this even JVW, man? This has nothing to do with JVW. In my last video, they were saying how Cameron Herron's case is not JVW. Bro, JVW definitely played a role. I didn't say it is all JVW, but it definitely played a role. Like, it is both. If he was just an average-looking white guy, nobody would care about him. I agree. Likewise, if he was some dark-skinned Indian guy with the exact same facial bones, nobody would care about him either. Like, it is both face and JVW. I acknowledged it in that video already. I gave the example of the other driver who is also white, but nobody cared about him. Even though he wasn't the one involved in the crash, he got 6 years and no female cared about him. This tells you that face comes first. But you can't deny that JVW also contributed to Cameron Herron's fame, especially in the Middle East. To all of you who dropped comments like, wait man, how is this even JVW? The guy is good looking. Do you really think those females would have even heard about Cameron if he was some swarthy ethnic guy? A simple question I am asking you. Would those females, would those women in the Middle East still support Cameron if he was some swarthy Mexican guy with the exact same facial bones and ratios? Not a chance, bro. Not a chance. They wouldn't even know about him. Importance of looks and the role of JVW is not mutually exclusive. They go hand in hand. They mutually coexist. Again, JVW is a part of looks. The only reason JVW exists is because of looks. It is a big part of looks. If you say it doesn't matter, you just lose credibility. So all those guys, Jester Maxers, sellouts, truth deniers, they can cope all they want. Never interrupt your enemy when they are making a mistake. But I gotta tell you, among all the copers I have seen, nothing comes close to coping circles on Reddit. The level of delusion there never fails to amaze me. Like, when you consume that much copium, you will simply overdose. I wanna mention a couple subreddits. Each one of these groups are hilarious in their own ways.
I am 5'6.5" tall, and I'm short. And I love it. I love being short.
And I love it. I love being short.
You know what? Being short is not only a super cool thing, but it's better to be short than tall. Number one, short dudes look younger. A pound of muscle on a short dude looks like 5 pounds of muscle on a tall dude. Number three, short dudes also are viewed as friendlier and more approachable. Being short is freaking incredible. It's awesome, and I love it. Guys that are 6'2" have no advantage in this world than you being 5'2".
Guys that are 6'2" have no advantage in this world than you being 5'2".
This group is a bunch of delusional short guys getting gaslighted by females and normies. They pretend to revel in being short, like still acting like it is not something negative. It is almost like they are proud of being short. Look at their sidebar image. The sub is run by a female, and if you dare to talk about reality, oh my god, you sound like self, and they ban you immediately. They delete your post and ban you instantly. Rule 4. No posting unacceptable content. By the way, just so you understand, unacceptable content means your reality. You not being delusional, just so you understand. The following types of content are not allowed on this sub and will result in an instant ban. Any sort of incel content. Again, incel content means anything that's even remotely in touch with reality. Anything to do with growing taller, that includes leg lengthening surgeries. Again, if you try to talk about an actual medical surgery, a real solution, they instantly ban you again. Because this gives away that you are not a coping, delusional, double-digit IQ organism. They are cheering on short football players. Like, this is such a pitiful cop. Except the fact that you will never have the status and money of that football player, whoever that guy is. Being invested this much into a game played by young chads who make millions and millions is another normal trait. I don't even know how some of you guys do it. To me, it is just a reminder of dreadful reality. The guy you cheer on is the same age as you, maybe even younger. He's making millions. You are a wager agee. You are gonna wake up tomorrow and you are gonna get belittled by your boss for being 10 seconds late. How do you even cope, bro? it makes me remember that LeBron interview back when I could actually watch professional sports. After he loses the championship, reporter asks, LeBron, a lot of people take pleasure in seeing you fail. What do you say to them? And LeBron, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Pilsen, he says something like, bro, tomorrow you are going to wake up as the same loser you are today, and I will keep living like a king. You are some 40, 50-year-old major AG, and you take pleasure because I lost the finals, but tomorrow you are going to wake up as the same loser you are today. Bro, if I was that reporter, I couldn't sleep that day. That was brutal, man. I don't even know how all the normies get so hyped and invested in a game played by rich dads. After the game, you are going to go to home to drink yourself to sleep in your empty apartment. He's going to go home to his supermodel girlfriend in his mansion. I can't cope, man. I can't bring myself to watch professional sports anymore. I get reminded of these facts every single time.
Does it bother you that so many people are happy to see you fail?
Absolutely not. Because at the end of the day, all the people that was rooting on me to fail, at the end of the day, they got to wake up tomorrow and have the same life that they had before they woke up today. You know, they got the same personal problems that they had today. You know, and I'm going to continue to live the way I want to live and continue to do the things that I want to do with me and my family and be happy with that. So, they can get a few days or a few months or whatever the case may be on being happy about not only myself, but the Miami Heat not accomplishing their goal. But, you know, they got to get back to the real world at some point.
But back to the topic, these guys are pitiful enough to celebrate just because some short football player accomplished something. Or they share their cherry-picked success stories. I mean, if you talk about realities, you get called themselves and they ban you and remove your threat. You get gaslighted by females. Oh, ITV, don't feel bad, sweetie. I am 5'2 myself and I made it in life. I didn't let my height hold me back. My husband happens to be 6'3". These people have lost their touch with reality, man. There's actually a quote from the actor playing in that famous TV show. He says something like, females will say, oh yeah, he's attractive. I don't believe none of those comments. Those females will still go for tall guys. I don't believe what they have to say. And he's right. But, you know, some people just can't handle the truth. There was actually a good post made by one of them, calling out the rest of the coppers. He says, half the guys on this sub must be neo, cause I swear all they ever do is dodge bullets. This isn't a proper way to make someone feel better after they encounter someone shallow. I mean, we get this normal line a lot too. ITV, don't feel bad, man. You just dodged a bullet, man. You gotta think I must be a professional bullet dodger at this point. He then says, everyone is shallow. Exactly. Everyone is a bullet. So I'm tired of hearing that short guys are dodging bullets. Yeah, 100%, man. He actually does a good job calling out the rest of the coping sub.
You are a very good-looking man.
He was jealous of me the way that I look.
You are a very good-looking man.
Then you have the Inkwell Exit sub forum. This is yet another pitiful sub. This actually could be worse than the others, because the other ones, there's at least glimpses of self-pride, even if delusional and misplaced. These guys, however, are kneeling before their abusers. There are certain typical posts you are gonna come across. Oh, hey guys, I am 5'2 Indian guy. I am finally not an asshole, even though I have yet to hold a female's hand. Can I please get a pat on the back for being a supineless pushover? Brother, like I always say, you might be done with the black belt, but it ain't done with you yet. Just cause you choose to close your eyes doesn't make the reality go away. And you are gonna learn. You are gonna learn it the hard way. Take a look at this guy. They call it Intel Exit. But looks like these guys couldn't exit much of anything. I mean, sell before, sell after, really. The only thing they managed to exit out of is their dignity. Look at this. I am 5'2", Indian, average looking. Wait, 5'2 and Indian. That's GG right there. He didn't need to mention anything else. I mean, calling himself average looking is yet another delusion of his. At least he's aware that it is pretty much over for him. But still doesn't stop being a delusional coper to see himself above us. It is like these guys revel in being a pushover. You might think your situation is bad, but trust and believe, becoming a box with no dignity like this guy is 100% worse. The rest of the sub consists of similar, hey guys, I am not an inkwell anymore, finally at age 28. even though I still haven't even been on a date yet. You know how it goes. I mean, I don't even know what these guys expect. Like, what do they even want? Just some validation from females and normies in that sub. And like I said, these guys can't escape the truth, no matter how hard they try to convince themselves. If you blame yourself on that sub, that's fine. They are gonna allow it. Beg them like a dog. Maybe one of the female moderators are gonna give you a pat on the back. Being a spineless pushover is fine. If you dare to talk the truth, you are getting banned. Relate. No recruitment for any pill. This is a place for discussion and questions, not to intentionally try and convert others and spread your ideas. Oh, no recruitment. I don't need to do any type of recruitment. Those guys will come to me. You wanna know why? Because your BS advice will inevitably fail them. That's why they are so desperate to silence us. I don't need any type of recruitment, bro. Like, I don't need to reach out and recruit anyone. They will come around themselves, willingly or not. They will either end up in our circles willingly, or they will when the black belt comes back to collect. It always does, and always will. I know a lot of you feel bad about your situation, but what you don't want to be in life is this, to be one of these guys. And as always, don't be a free agent in life.